Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Hey Kishim Shalom Mitzuvah Bechvid Avi Virasi Kachul Chai Bechvid Rabbi Virasi Yesam Avim. Just as a person is commanded to honor his father and hold him in awe, so too is obligated to honor his teacher and hold him in awe. Shaviv Mivioi L'Chai L'Mazev Rabbi Shlim D'Chof Mivioi L'Chai L'Mabo. Father brings his son to this world, and the Rab, the teacher, brings him into the life of the world to come. If a person saw a lost object belonging to his father or belonging to his teacher, the lost object belonging to his teacher takes precedence. If his father and his teacher are both carrying loads, he should relieve his teacher's load and then his father's. If his father is sitting in captivity and his teacher, so he's paid the first as Rav than his teacher. If his father was a Talmud Chacham, he's paid them first. He always puts his father, if he's a Talmud Chacham, first for the lost object, even if he's not as wise as the Rav. They say, like, there's no greater honor as due to a teacher, no greater awe that's due to a teacher. Our fear of our teacher should be equivalent to the fear of heaven. Whoever argues, engages in controversy with the teacher, this is if he engages in controversy with the divine. The Jews contested with Hashem. Whoever complains against his teacher is like complaining against Hashem. Your complaints are against us, but against Hashem. Whoever thinks despairingly of his teacher is considered as he thought despairingly of the divine. Your complaints are against us, but not against us, but against Hashem. Whoever like contemplates after questions Hashem, his rab is a question of Shem. It says, "Vaydaber Amalekim of Meisha," the people spoke against Meisha. What does it mean by disputing the authority of one's teacher? Person who establishes a house of study where he sits, explains, and teaches without his teacher's permission in his teacher's lifetime, even if his teacher is in another country. Also, Adam, the heirs between Rabbi and Adam, is forbidden to ever render a lofty judgment in one's teacher's presence. Whoever renders a lofty judgment in his teacher's presence is worthy of death.
If
a person's asked a student regarding a halachic question, and there were 12 mil between him and his teacher, he's permitted to answer. To prevent a transgression is permitted to give halachic judgment, even in the presence of one's teacher. Can't say how so. And should Adam Isa Dover Asim Refinish, going should Adam Isa Dover Asim Refinish Lay Yada Bisuri, Meshe.
Once
a person performed a forbidden act because he was unaware of the prohibition or because of his, he should try to prevent them by telling him this is forbidden. This applies even if his teacher presents the teacher's presence, and even though one's teacher had not given him permission. Wherever the desecration of God's name is involved, no deference is paid to a teacher's honor. When does this apply? But Dover Shnikrin Mikra. To our Tamar that came up incidentally. When does this apply with regards to the matter that came up incidentally? However, establishing oneself as a halachic authority to sit and reply to all who ask concerning halachic matters is forbidden, even if the student is at one end of the world and the teachers at one end.
unless his teacher gives him rishus. Call leikol mishemes rabbi muter leleishul lahiris material and can I talmud shegila ira. Not everyone whose teacher dies is permitted to sit and give up sack. Only whose student is worthy of rendering judgment. Dal whole talmud shegila ira mirrors a rishus shet vegasar rach. And his student is not worthy of rendering halachic judgment, and thus so is foolish, wicked, and arrogant. Well, of Nemar, Kiram Chalalim Yipila. Pasuk says, she has cast down many corpses. A sage who is worthy of rendering halachic judgment and refrains from doing so holds back the spread of terror and places stumbling blocks before the blind. It says, the strong ones are those who slew, this applies to him. These are the undeveloped students who have not gathered much Torah, now seek to gain prestige in the eyes of the common people. The inhabitants of the city, by jumping the city at the head of all the halachic laws, judgment in Israel, they spread division, destroy their will, extinguish the light of Torah, and they wreak havoc in the vineyards of Hashem of hosts. His wisdom Shlaima alludes to them, it says, take for us foxes, little foxes that spoil the vineyards. Also the Talmud, it's forbidden for a student, we refer by name, even outside his presence. Should I mention his name in his presence, even when he is referring to others with the name, same name as his teacher? He should refer to him in different names, even after his death. A student should not greet his teacher or respond to the latter greetings, as it is customary when two friends exchange greetings. Should bow before him and say, with honor and reverence, peace be upon you, my master. If his teacher greeted him, he should respond, peace upon you, my teacher, my master. He should not remove his tefillin in the presence of his teacher. Nor should he recline in his presence. I said it. He should not daven in front of his teacher and afterwards on his side. He cannot go on his side. He should stand behind him without standing directly behind him in the daven. He should not enter in a bathhouse together with the teacher. He not to sit in his teacher's place. He should not side against his teacher's opinion in the presence or statements. He should not stand in front of him unless he tells him to stand. Unless he takes rishus to sit. One departs from his teacher, one should not turn his back, rather one should walk backwards while facing him. Person is obligated to stand before his teacher from the time he sees him, as far away as he can see, until he passes beyond his field and is hidden. A person is obligated to visit his teacher during the festival. Has in chilton kovid the Talmid b'fnei Rabbi, and came derech Rabbi lachik leikovid. Deference should not be shown as a student while in the presence of his teacher, unless it is customary for his teacher also to show him deference kovid. B'chol amlochis she'evad eis l'rabbi Talmid eis l'rabbi. All the services which a servant performs for his master should be performed by the student for his teacher. V'imayim b'vakom shein makvin esei v'lo yahayel tefillin v'chash shem yinu eved hu. All the services which a servant performs for his master should be performed by. Now, if a student was in a place where he was not recognized and was not wearing tefillin, should he suspect that people will say that he's a servant, he need not put on his teacher's shoe or word. Whoever prevents a student from serving him withholds kindness from him and takes away his fear of heaven. Any student who deals lightly with a matter related to the honor of his teacher causes the divine presence to depart from Israel. Halacha tests. The Talmud sees that his teacher transgresses the words of the Torah, should tell you of Tana such and such. Whenever he mentions a teaching in his presence, you should tell him, you have taught us the following master. You should not mention a concept which he did not hear from his teacher unless he mentions the name of the person who authored it. When his teacher dies, you should rend all his garments until he reveals his heart. You should never mend them. This is his outstanding teacher, which he learned with the Chachma. If it's just a regular teacher, then he's not chayav to do all these things. He should stand before him, rend his garments at death, as he does for all his descendants for whom he is obligated to mourn. Even if he learned only one thing from him, whether it shall be a small or a great matter, he should stand before him and render the garments at his death. Every student with a proper character will not speak in front of anyone who is wiser than he, even though he has not learned anything from him. If he wishes to forgo his honor, he can. Even though he forgoes his honors, the student is obligated to respect him at the time he forgoes respect. Just as the students are obligated to honor the teacher, a teacher is obligated to honor his students and encourage them. The honor of your students should be as dear to you as your own. Teacher should take care of his students and love them because they are like sons who bring them pleasure in their world and in their world to come. Students increase their teacher's wisdom and broaden his horizon. Chum say, I learned much wisdom from my teacher, and even more from my colleagues. However, from my students, I learned most of all. Just as a small branch is used to light a large bow, so a small student sharpens his teacher's thinking process until, through his questions, he brings forth brilliant wisdom.
Ilchas Talmud Teda, Perek Vav, Chapter 6. Alef Kol Tam L'Chotem, Mitzu L'Hadrei, Af B'Shin Rabbi, Shnemar Pnesei V'Tokom V'Darti Pnei Zokin. It's mitzvah to respect every Talmud Chacham, even if he's not one's teacher, as it says, stand up before a white-haired man and respect an elders. What does it mean, Zokin? Zashakon HaChacham is somebody who acquired Chachma. Emes HaChayav HaNamim V'Panav. When is one required to stand up? M'Shi'ifah M'Mimena Barabam Meis HaShev M'Kenegat Panav. He approaches him with the four amas until he passes him. One should not stand before a sage in a bathhouse or toilet. For it states, stand up and respect, implying standing up to convey his respect. Craftsmen are not obligated to stand before Talmud Chachamim while they are involved in their work, for instead to stand up and respect. Just as showing respect does not involve a financial loss, standing need not involve a financial loss.
What is the Makkah which teaches that a person should not divert his eyes from the sage so that he will not see him, lest he be required to stand before him? It's written, and you shall fear your Hashem. Regard to all matters dependent on one's conscience, Torah says, and you shall fear your Hashem. Ain rol l'chacham sh'atir ha'sa'am v'yichamet askelank d'sh'yamdu m'panav ha'l'yidach b'derak tzalem m'skavan sh'l'yir ha'nisim b'sh'l'yatich ha'amit. The proper for a sage to trouble the people and position himself before them so that they will not have to stand before him. Rather, he should take shortcuts. And the kavana that they should not see him. Chom makif m'vachim d'erach ha'tzeresh m'akidim m'sfim sh'om k'desh t'yatichim. Chom would take circular routes through the outskirts where people would recognize them and will not be found and will not have to trouble them. Dal reisim ha'ayukim ha'alak shem she'enim b'nei ha'alak ha'enim b'nei ha'alichim. Riding is considered to be walking, just as one who stands before a chacham, who is walking, so should one stand before one is riding. Where three people are joining together, the master should walk in the center. Students who wear a sash on the right, and the one lesser on his left. When he sees a sage, he need not stand in deference to him until he reaches within 4 amas. Once he passes, he may sit. Oh, I'm based in Emil Fun Mishidanum Nachum Inu in the Yeshiva Shiyam and Machirim Arbahamas. Should one sit out based in, one should stand in deference to him from the time he sees him as far as he can see. He may not sit until he passes 4 Amas. Rather, Sanas Emil Fun Inu in the Yeshiva Shiyam and Kimmy Chase Passim Enough. Should one see Anas and one should not stand in deference to him, one should stand in deference to him. From the time he sees him as far as he can see. He may not sin until he has reached his place or passed beyond his vision and is hidden. Now, Vanasi Shomachal Kwede, it's Kwede Machal. Anasi waves the art to him, he may forgo it. Shanasi Niflas Kalamangu in Yeshua Yemer Lahamashu. And then as he enters, all the people should stand, they should stand, they should not sit until he tells them to. Shall base the Niklas Ace and they should as the end of the Kavan. When the Av Beis Din enters, 2 roads are opened for him, and the people stand on either side until he enters and sits in his place. The other people remain seated in their places. When a sage enters, when he approaches within 4 hours of anyone, the latter should stand for him. One stands, one sits until he enters and sits in the place. The sons and the students of the sages may jump over the heads of the people to reach their place when their presence is required by the large people. It's not praiseworthy for a sage to enter the house to study last. If one leaves to tend to his needs, we return to his place. Children of the sages who have enough knowledge to listen and turn their faces towards their father. They lack the knowledge to listen, they turn their faces to the people. A student who is constantly sitting before his teacher is permitted to rise in his honor only twice, daily in the morning and in the evening. The honor paid to him does not exceed the honor paid to Hashem. We should stand before an old man of exceedingly advanced age, even if he is not a sage. Even a sage who is young is obligated to stand before an old man of exceedingly advanced age. Nevertheless, he may not rise to his full height and not show the full respect. Even a goy should be addressed with the words of respect, and hand should be extended to him. So stand up before a white-haired man, even white-haired man, every white-haired man is included there. But the chacham in the mouth, of kol ha-kol b'minyin ha-chafirish ha-medir ha-kitz, ben kishto yiz-bazim p'nei amaraz. The chacham should not personally take any part in any communal work, building, digging, or the like, to improve the city, lest they become disgraced in the eyes of the common people. and gave man the being a chimer, but taken a shodim, was scar shem gates, venerate to the true asamelech. Money should not be collected from time for them to pay for buildings, the city, wall, fixing its gates, so watchmen, wages, and the like. The same applies regarding a present to be offered to the king. In Mechaven Isla de Namas, bin Mas Shukotsov al Be'er, and Mas Shukotsov al Kol Ishri Ishri Emmer Gam, in Yitin Magayim Ata Akapsam Echolu, Mat Masa Melchusson. Now, money should not be collected from them to pay for the building, the city, the wall, the fixing of the gates, the watchmen, wages, and the like. Same applies regarding the present to be offered to the king. Chain, im Haisa Schreel, Latam Chachom, Malich, Mason, Kit Kilab, and Malich, Mechem, Lea Shuk. We always saw the Tamid Chacham's sphere first. We can't imagine Din by Emi Mechal Balay Din. I'm having Makdim Nesim Meshim Nesim. It comes also legal matters. Always give the Tamid Chacham priority. In Aleph, Olam Gadol Levasis as a Chacham Elis Nesim. It's a great sin to disgrace Torah sages or to hate them. The Chovil Shalaim actually busy with Tamid Chachamim. Shalaim was not destroyed until its inhabitants disgrace its sages. Then it says, "By you, Malivim Mafsel the King of Vayzim Torah." They would mock the messengers of Hashem, despise his words, and scoff at his prophets. They would scorn those who taught his words. He despised my statue, and he would despise my years and my statues. Whoever disgraces sages has no portion of the world to come. As it says, those who scorn the words of Hashem. Even though a person who disgraces a Talmud Chacham will not receive a portion of the world to come, if witnesses come and testify that he disgraced them, even verbally is obligated to be placed under Nidei. Give a kras of a litra, which is given to the Chacham. Even when one disgraces a Talmud Chacham after his death is placed upon it, Nidei, by the Beis Din, they should release the man when he repents. If the Chacham is alive, they should not release the man until he appeases the Chacham for whose honor he was ostracized. Protect his honor, a sage may issue a man of ostracism against the common person who acted outrageous against him. He need not witness, nor must the offender have been warned. The man is not lifted until he appeases the sage. The sage is desired, three people may come and lift the man. The sage is desired to forgive him and not place him under ban. He is permitted to do so. If a teacher placed in person under a ban of Nidei because of his honor, all the students are obligated to treat him in the required fashion. If a student issued a ban of Nidei because of his honor, his teacher is not obligated to abide by his terms. But all the other people are obligated. When a person is placed under a ban of ostracism based on Nasi, all Jews are obligated to follow. When a person is placed under a ban of Nidei because of the city, other cities must also abide to this ban. However, if he is placed under a ban by other cities, his own city does not need to abide by the ban. This is imposed when a person disrespectfully acted Talmud Chacham. A person who was placed under a ban for other reasons for which such a ban may be declared, even if the ban was declared by a person of the lowest stature in Israel, then us and all the Eden are obligated to abide by the terms of the ban until he repents the matter for which the ban was imposed and the ban is lifted. A ban is imposed upon a person 24 reasons. Number one, a person who disgraces Talmud Chacham even after he passes. Somebody who disgraces or still based in. A person who calls his friend in heaven. A person ordered to appear before based in and he didn't show up. person who treats even one point of rabbinic law with disrespect, needless to say, this applies regarding the matters of Torah law. Person who possesses, refuses to comply with the decision of the Beis Din. Somebody has a damaging dog or a ladder, so you have to get rid of it. If he doesn't, he goes into neither. Person who sells land to a guy is placed under nida until he accepts responsibility for any damage, which again may cause the giddish an error. Hamid al Yisov our Kodesh like the Kacham Vesi Minim B'Yidus Tzai Vamish Leikadin Yisov Ma'adadei Sa'ad Shalom. A person testifies against the Yid in a secular court that causes money with Torah law would not require to be taken from him, displaced under the ban. Tabach Gain Shinim Mafir Samatanis V'Nesin L'Kein Nachar Ma'adadei Sa'ad Shitit. A butcher was a Kohen and does not separate the priestly gifts and gives them another priest is put under ban. Chal yom tov sheni shel kol yisav bishuv minik. Chal yom tov sheni. Ayesam malacha merav pesach chatzis. Somebody does malacha after chatzis on erev pesach. Maske shem shemana batal shuv lidurei avay. Was maske shem shemana batal. Maybe a saram lid the chilus from brings the ram to chalashem. Maybe a saram lid the chilus kach from bechutz. He brings the ram to in kach from bechutz. Hashu shalom kibey chalashem bechutz. Or if he's making the kiddush of chedush after outside of Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, mafshel a seiver. He puts a stumbling block in front of a blind person. A makav ram lasses mitzvah. He holds the ram from doing mitzvah. Tabach shiatz a treif mitzvah. So they a butcher who treif leaves his hand. Tabach shleib balach sakini lefne chacham. Or a butcher who didn't check his knife before, now Maksha asks for the das, but he makes himself, gives a kishi, the das, Mishi Gersh is Ishtavasa, but he's been a shutvus, and Masa Mata, and Vila Dan Lizak, Sakshi Vala Bist, and Mada Esam. Or a person who's divorced his wife and then entered into partnership or business dealing with her, which requires them to come into contact. When they come to court, they are placed under ban. Chochon Sheshwar, a sage whose reputation is not a good one. Person who places a person under ban when the latter does not deserve such punishment.
Hilchos Talmud Torah, we're going to learn now the last parak in Parak Zion, chapter 7. Chacham Zagim B'chacham M'chinasi Avbeistin Shesarach Imnadin Eisef Afarasi La'ilam. Even though the sage who is distinguished for his wisdom, Benasi, and the Avbeistin acts shamefully, they should never be publicly placed under ban. Unless they acted like Yeravam ben Nevat and his colleagues. They do it privately, you give them Malkus Bitsina. It says, you shall stumble during the day, and the prophet shall stumble with you at night. Even though he stumbles, cover him like night. Says, preserve your honor, stay at home. Whenever a Talmud Chacham is obligated to be ostracized, it's forbidden for a court to act rashly and pronounce a ban hastily.
Talmud Chacham af bishnino lakesim mischay magas afilu makas marnas nimun alu lakesim. The Talmud Chacham is obligated to be ostracized. It's forbidden for the court to act rashly and pronounce a ban. That they should shun the matter and try to avoid it. Chassidim amongst the sages would be proud the fact that they never participated in the nida of a Torah scholar. Nevertheless, would they participate in sentencing him to be lashed? They would. They would even participate in sentencing him to receive Makas Mardis. Ketzudu Anide, how is the ban issued? Aymer Pliny Yeh B'Shamta. Based on says, so-and-so shall be ostracized. The ban is issued in the presence. The based on pronounce of the person, this person so-and-so shall be ostracized. A ban of excommunication. They tell him so excommunicated. He's cursed implies a curse and oath about ostracism. How is the ban of ostracism or excommunication lifted? They say you are released, you are forgiven. The man is listed outside his presence. They say so and so is released, so and so is forgiven. What are the practices that must be observed by this person who is ostracized and those who come into contact with him? It's forbidden to cut his hair or launder his clothing like a mortar throughout his entire period of ostracism. You know, to make a zimun with him. He can't add into that meaning. He can't sit in the 4 hours. He may however teach others, and others may teach him. If he dies, they put a stone on his coffin, saying he's separated from the tzibur. Needless to say, eulogies are not recited for him, nor is he, we don't malav his mita. Person who is excommunicated has even more severe restrictions. He may not teach others and may not teach them. Nevertheless, he may study himself so that he does not forget what he has learnt. Iskar ben Iskar, he may not be hired, nor is he allowed to be hire others. He might, we should not engage and trade with him. We should not have any business dealings with him except the bare minimum necessary for his livelihood. The person was ostracized for 30 days and did not seek to be released from the ban. He is placed under a second ban. If he is ostracized for a second 30 days without seeking release, he is excommunicated. How many people are necessary to release a person from a ban of ostracism or chedim? There's three. Single judge with unique expertise may release a ban of chedim from a Talmud. Still may release a person of ban of ostracism or excommunication even in the place of his teacher. The three individuals issue a ban of ostracism and then depart. If the person who was ostracized improves his behavior with regards to the matter for which he was ostracized, three others may come and release from him. The person who does not know who placed him under a ban of nidei should approach the nasi, who may release him from that ban. If a ban was issued conditionally, even if it was opposed to a conditional on himself, it needs to have nullified. Talmud Chacham issued a ban of ostracism against himself. Even if he made that ban conditional on the consent of another person, and even if he issued because of the matter which requires either, he may nullify the ban himself. Whenever a person dreams that he was placed under a ban, even if he knows who issued the ban, 10 people who are proficient in Natera are required to release the ban. If you can't find, you have to go journey up to the parcel. If you cannot find 10 people, the ban can be released even by 10 people studying Mishnah. At least, if you can't find that, find 10 people who know Teda. If you can't find that, find 10 people, even if they don't know how to read. You cannot find 10 people in this place, the ban can be released by 3 ordinary people. Last halacha of the perek, and for these halachas, the Rambam says, whenever a ban of nidah is imposed in a person's presence, should be lifted in his presence. If it's not in his presence, so then let's be need matter without him. Maybe may need a lot for a clue, but I'm not in the matin, but I got acher. Echa kishiyam some little motive. there's no fixed amount of time between the issue of a ban and its release. Instead, one may issue a ban and lifts it immediately. The person placed under a ban improves his behavior. The basin sees fit to put him for a while. They do, according to his wickedness. Similarly, if it sees fit, the basin is entitled to excommunicate a person, the outside to excommunicate anyone who eats drinks or stabs within the 4 p.m. minutes of a person has been any day. Olden days, they used to hear their embarrassment and not say anything. They would forgive a chum, they would make When a person spurned or embarrassed a sage in private, if one spurns or embarrasses the chacham, public is forbidden for the chacham to forego his honor. Indeed, if he does so, he is punished because the disrespect of the terror is involved. Instead, he should seek vengeance and carry enmity over the matter like a snake until the offender requires to be pardoned. Then he should forgive. Now, for full the opposite,